Following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball tips off with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services pregame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
All right, back at Ullman as we get set. Again, apologize for some of the sound and for having trouble hearing here. And I know it's getting frustrating on all accounts. Fight through it. Hopefully the Streaks will fight through this one and pick up a win tonight. The starting lineup for the Silver Streaks tonight at one of the forward positions, 6'6" junior, Chad Thompson. Another of the standby is 6'5" senior leading scorer, Victor Davis. And they're coming on their own. Brandon Thompson in one of the guard spots, a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 10.5 points per game. Dalton Davis, a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 8.7 points per game. For Alvin under head coach Bob Short. And at one of the guard positions, a 6'2" lanky guy, he'll shoot the three. Senior Patrick Rafferty. And another guard position, a 6'2" and shooter. No, not a big scorer, but he can certainly get in there, play defense and rebound and mix it up. Their leading scorer at the forward position, 6'6" and senior Keelan Prince, coming in averaging better, but 16 points per ball game. Matt Moore, I like him here a lot. He's very aggressive, been undersized, but he's been battling injuries, and now he's back. 6'2" and Matt Brothers, a key part of their interior, 6'3" junior, averaging 7 points per game. So Tyler Yoka will come in off the bench, their second leading scorer. The change in Galesburg's lineup is instead of Ryan McElvary starting tonight, it is Derek Williams starting at the guard position. Derek Williams averaging a little over 4 points per game. So Dalton Davis, Brandon Thompson, Eric Williams, the three guards, the two post players, Chad Thompson and Victor Davis. Patrick Rafferty, Doug Noe, Matt Moore, Keelan Prince, and Matt Carruthers for the Alvin Pioneers. The all white with the green trim. Galesburg out in the black, the uniforms, and the white trim. So immediately we see no Ryan McElvary out there. Fortunately, we were not able to get the scoop as to why he's not out on the floor, so that's something obviously we'll keep an eye on. The best defensive player for the Silver Streaks.
Don't think he'll be out long. He warmed up fine. I don't think there's any injury considerations. Must have just been some sort of a practice violation. I would guess he'll be back in shortly.
That's right. Garrett Williams against an Alvin zone as we're underway here at John Morris Gymnasium. Brandon Thompson back over to Dalton Davis. Swinging left side. Garrett Williams, he's going to try a three. He missed it off the back of the iron. Ball chased down, though, up top by Chad Thompson as he gets Galesburg another opportunity. And again, we'll go up against it. Ullman 1-2-2 zone defense. We saw it last time and early in the game against Galesburg, pretty effective. They'll want to try and penetrate against this and get the ball to Victor. He's going to hang around the high post a little bit, but that's the thing. Get it into the high post and work out of that. Top of the key, Brandon Thompson hits a no-pressure zone. I mean, there is no pressure whatsoever. They're just kind of packing it back and keeping their hands up, making passes on the angles difficult, right wing. Chad Thompson with it. Looking underneath, nothing there. Garrett Williams puts it on the floor. One bounce. Picks it up. Left of the circle of Brandon Thompson. He puts it on the floor. Lobs down low to Thompson. Ball fake. Shot good. Nice play. Chad Thompson, the first jump of the game on the streak.
Good look by Brandon Thompson to find Chad Thompson cutting baseline. And you figure this is not going to be a real high-scoring game. Ullman, like Moline, likes to keep it close to the vest. Likes to play that tight zone defense. Going to be pretty deliberate on offense. They got some size with Moore back in there.
Yeah, they're a little bigger now. Up top, Keelan Prince dribbles over to the left side on the baseline to Rafferty. Not fast inside, but a whistle. Chad Thompson apparently pushed a little bit from behind, or was it Victor Davis? But Victor Davis picking it up. And the last time out, he got foul trouble and had a 3-point night. Fortunately, Galesburg won it.
They saw a shift change after.
Okay. But I was surprised because I thought Chad was the guy there. Victor. Long three by Rafferty on the right side. No good. Ball tips around. Grab by Pat Moore. He goes to the basket. Left hand shot. No good from up close. He gets another rebound. This one's good. Pat Moore
I don't think by any means, just got a couple of rebounds and tied the game for Alleman. Offensive boards will kill Galesburg in any game. I don't care who you're playing.
Morris is kind of a bull in there, 205 pounds.
Chad Thompson, three on the left side, faded, no good, and the rebound high to get a Keelan Frick. Talk about the newspaper, good shot, moving the ball around. That was not one of them. On the right wing, now dribbling toward the middle, no pull-up jumper from the free throw line, good! With a 4-2 lead, and Noe was able to take his man off the bounce, pull up from the free throw line, and spins the jumper, 4-2, Pioneers, as they come out with a three-quarter court, 1-2-2 press, but yeah, not much in the way of disruption. They're going to make you miss shots. That's the goal of this zone. Make you miss shots. They'll try and plug the drive. One possession, Gilbert got a good look down low. Here's Chad Thompson with a left baseline. He's got quite a size advantage. Into Victor, catches, puts it on the floor, out to Dalton Davis. Passes up a shot on the baseline. Out to Brandon Thompson, back to Dalton Davis. Top of the key, spinning. Floating shot in the lane, no good. Up to get it again. Man for others. He got a buy for that rebound. Very quick off his feet. Alleman a 4-2 lead. 5:08 to go in the first quarter. John Morris Jim. Alleman scored the last couple buckets. 4-2. Up top dribbling around is Carruthers. They like to use him in the guard position. He's more of a forward body, but he will handle the ball. Doug Noah up top. Left baseline. To Carruthers. Off the screen. Prince. He just traveled. Good defense. Dalton Davis fought through the screen. Made him put it on the floor. That's a good thing. And he committed the traveling violation.
Yeah, Dalton will be assigned to Prince, at least until McElmurray gets into the ball game. And you know, Prince still on offense, he can do so many things, but he seems to just kind of be directing traffic out there a lot of the time. He's not looking to score so often.
On baseline, Dalton Davis out to Garrett Williams. Picks up his dribble. He'll move it around right side. Baseline, Brandon Thompson driving. Fires it over to Dalton Davis to Garrett Williams left wing. He's covered up by Prince. Down low on the right block. Thompson back up top. Williams, three. High arching shot, no good. Rebound, Victor Davis. Maybe got away with over the back ball. I thought that would be the good back call. He definitely got fouled after he put it on the floor, but he also got away with it over the back.
Hey, you heard a groan from the Alleman crowd. They wanted an over the back on Victor that, and I didn't get it. You know, one thing I noticed here, like Galesburg, we've changed the alignment. For years, Alleman was to our right.
Ah!
And now they've just switched to a different bench. I remember all those years, Larry Schulte going crazy over there on that other side. And for whatever reason, now they're going towards sitting closer to the stage up here at Don Morris Gym.
Victor Davis missed the first free throw, a 71% free throw shooter. Second one, down it goes. All the rim and falls through. 4-3, Pioneers. Snaps that little 4-0 run by Alleman. They have the one-point lead. Keelan Prince going to bring it up, and it is Dalton Davis picking him up. And over to Carruthers, guarded by Chad Thompson. Bumps, and he just picked up the second foul, 40 feet from the basket. Carruthers going around, and he's very deceptive. Again, he's got the forward body, but he gets you on the bounce completely off the bench for Nate Carson and Ryan McElberry at the 4-12 mark.
But for the streaks to pick up the tempo a little bit now, these two guys in the game, they're going to try and bring some life and athleticism. Get this thing going a little bit. This is at Alleman's base so far.
Inside, missed one from underneath to Prince and the rebound to Victor Davis. He had a good look. It was a nice design, out of bounds play. Up top, Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis. Get his way toward the left baseline inside. They go back up top to Brandon Thompson. He has the basketball now. 1-2-2, Alleman's zone. 3:53 to go first quarter. 4-3, Pioneers. Very reminiscent of the last game, except this one, Chad Thompson in foul trouble. Right baseline, driving McElmurray towards the bucket, tips the shot off the glass, tipped around, Prince grabs the rebound. Gilbert Cole to start right now. They'll send two of the game. Alleman, next dead ball. Carruthers bringing it up against Tremaine Carson. We've got a big guy who can handle the ball a little bit. That's a nice addition to your team. Doug Noe up top, guarded by McElmurray, down on the left block, Matt Moore facing up. Victor Davis from 10 feet out. He goes to the top of the key. Rafferty spinning. Free throw line area. Gets Thompson in the air. And he jumps the spin. Alleman with a couple turnovers.
Yeah, Pioneer's not strong enough offensively to be giving the ball away. And twice now they've had unforced errors out there and turnovers. Benefiting the Silver Streaks, having a little trouble getting their offense untracked against this Alleman zone. Seems like we're a little unsure of just how to attack this thing right now.
Tyler Yoakum, this kid's fun to watch. 6-foot sophomore in the game for them. A 10-a-game scorer. And Steven Shaker, and Gilbert just turned it over up top of the key. Back the other way, Prince loses control, grabs it, and a reaching foul. Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, both in the area. We'll see which one of them picks it up. It will be as a signal. It's on Brandon Thompson. They have three fouls now.
Well, they've got Keelan Chris, their tallest player and most athletic, out at the point of that zone, and that's why they do it, because he's quick and he poked that ball away from Dalton Davis and forced a turnover. Conventional wisdom would have Chris down low on that zone.
Yoakum's driving. Would you like to do McElder? He wanted to shot away and then chases it down. Good defense right off the bench by Bucket. The other way. He has it now on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Looking up top. He goes down to Brandon Thompson. Right baseline. Dalton Davis guarded by Rafferty. Still his own defense, though. Victor Davis, left baseline. Really kind of got him far out. Up top, Brandon Thompson. Thought about a shot. Down on the baseline, Dalton. Hook pass inside Carson. Shoots no good. Tipped up by Davis. No good. And Yoakum clears with the rebound. So another empty possession by the Streak, and just 7 combined points, and we've got 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Not a pretty game so far. Schrager with it. Out on the baseline to Carruthers. He dribbles out to the wing. He'll fake the handoff. Now dribble all the way to the left side. Gives to Rafferty. Little curl up top. Off from behind by Thompson. He gets the pass. To the basket. He goes. Layup. Good. He just took a shot in the eye or something. Well, maybe he got poked in the eye. Off the turnover. 3 turnovers on Ollivan. Galesburg has the lead back. 5-4. The 1:57 mark in the first quarter. And a whistle in the front court. McElmurray, maybe. Brandon Thompson.
Yep, touch foul by Thompson over there.
That's his second. Now you got two with 2 fouls. That's not.
He's got to sit out. Not very happy about it as Garrett Williams checks in for him.
So, Chad Thompson at the 4:12 mark got his second. Now Brandon Thompson at the 1:53 mark is his second. Foul trouble for Galesburg. They have Galesburg's 4 fouls with 2 players. Carruthers, left baseline to Rafferty. He'll dribble out to the wing. Now free throw line, picks up the bounce. On the left side, Carruthers. He tries to go inside. Nice beat down to Schrager. They beat the defense bad on that one, and Schrager lays it in. Ollivan back on top, 6-5.
Yeah, Ollivan with some size. If I were them, I don't think I'd ever take a shot outside.
I'd
just continue to. But outside of Victor, we've got nothing to stop them with down low.
Well, Davis, 3, right wing. High arching shot, no good. Tipped around. Carson got a hand on it, but tipped it out of bounds. To Ollivan. Gilbert's outside shooting right now. Not there.
Well, it hasn't been there for several games.
They'll pick up full court now. They'll use the 1-2-1-1, it looks like. And Carruthers now has it. He's going to go across half court quickly with the bounce. Guy can dribble like that. That's impressive. Baseline Rafferty really takes the defender, who's usually a forward, out of the mix. In this case, it's Tremaine Carson. He's very active. Up top of it is Rafferty. Pat Morgan to check in next dead ball. Spins on Garrett Williams. In the lane. Wild shot. No good. Up to get it is Carson. Galesburg now with a run out. McElmurray. Left wing. Dalton Davis. Puts it on the floor. Gets it over to Garrett Williams. Bounce pass down low. Nothing there. Swing it around. Dalton Davis left wing. Down to Victor left baseline. A lot of movement, but not very good spacing. McElmurray. Nothing there. Ollivan held him. 37 seconds to go. First quarter is 6-5. Pioneers with the lead.
Well, I think that sequence just reminds you of how the Streaks are lacking confidence right now offensively. We had 3 or 4 guys in position to take the shot. Carson inside didn't want it, kicked it back out. Dalton couldn't pull the trigger quickly enough. Garrett's not been hitting, and so you get in that situation where nobody's really confident enough to shoot it. So now I like the fact that at least we're going to work down the quarter and get the final shot, hopefully.
See if we can get a good one. Here's Dalton Davis driving baseline. That's a good one. Took it to the hole strong, lays it in. Galesburg with the 7-6 lead. Less than a second, 3-quarter court. Yoakum, no good. And a stale first quarter, but hey, it's a Galesburg lead. We'll take it. With 2 guys in foul trouble, a lot of work to do. After 1, Galesburg 7, Rock Island Ollivan 6. Back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I love that sound. I'm ready to escape these walls. And the words, we need to pick up a few things, can only mean a trip to one place. Thorne's Pets and Supplies. I've heard they now carry grillers. Cowhide, rawhide, grilled in Chicago. It's gotta be tasty. And I just gotta check out the coats. And I really want a pair of boots. Sure would make these quick trips outside easier.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean. 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Jack Rock and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go farm, member SIPC. Tonight, light snow likely, accumulation about an inch, low around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light snow in the morning, high of 35, low of 24. And then Sunday, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, high of 32, low of 20. Currently, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian Generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McLean at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Back at Todd Morris Gym, Doug Noe, a bucket on Oliver's possession. They take the 8-7 lead as Galesburg has committed a turnover on their first possession. Streaks gets the ball back, 1-2-2 zone. Prince at the top of it at 6-6. High post, Lutch Ricketts in the game now for the Streaks. Merrill Williams on the baseline. High post, Victor Davis. He's trying to go to work. Fade away, jumper over, Schrenker, good. Victor Davis, first field goal of the game. Back and forth we go, 9-8 Streaks. Bringing it up, Tyler Yoakum, guarded by Ryan McElroy. No flow to the game yet whatsoever for the Streaks. That's to Oliver's advantage. Gilbert trying to get a run put together. It's been tough going so far. Off the dribble, Prince, the long jumper, right side, no good. Offensive rebound over Davis to Schrenker. Steven Schrenker beat Victor Davis on that play. 10-9, Oliver the lead back. Gilbert very flat right now.
For Oliver, Tyler Yoakum in the game, the sophomore sensation who put on a showdown at John Field Gym. We were really impressed with what he's able to do. He brings a lot of energy off that bench, and he's the future of Oliver basketball up here in the next few years.
McElroy to Garrett Williams thought about a long three. Instead goes to Dalton Davis. He'll shoot three right baseline. No good. Rebound, tip around. Great job by McElroy to keep that ball alive. Get another chance. Long three up top. Garrett Williams, no good. This launches three. Victor Davis, an offensive board. His put back is a travel. Third, Gilbert turnover. And again, I don't understand the logic, the inability to work it inside. This is not a very aggressive element defense. Although I will say, this is a better looking team than we saw at John Field Gym. No doubt.
Yeah, they still can't shoot very well, which is good.
And they know that. If they put a shoot inside.
If they could shoot a little bit, they could probably play with a lot of teams. But yeah, they've got to work hard for every basket they get. And again, we've still been amazed at the inability to really get Keelan Prince involved in their offense.
Going inside, telegraphed it a little bit as he tried to go from the left wing down to the right block to Yoakum. It's tipped out of bounds. Victor Davis got a fingertip on it. So Oliver keeps it. 5:22 to go first half. 10-9. Oliver the lead. Gilbert just not clicking right now.
Sometimes I watch Prince and it seems like he's just waiting for baseball season to be. I mean,
makes you wonder, yeah.
Great athlete, a good kid, but he just doesn't really seem to work very hard to get any openings out there. And
yeah, I'm watching him now. You're right. You know, he's got a 6-foot kid on him. He's 6'6", and not working to post him up. Has the ball now. Passes left wing to Noe. Inside Carruthers, who is working hard. Got Ricketts on it. Hit and lays it in on the right baseline. Carruthers' first basket. Oliver's biggest lead of the game right now. 3-12. 9. Gilbert, scuffling right now. Inside Ricketts.
turn. Nothing there. Gets back to Victor. Left elbow jumper. Nice touch for Victor Davis. His second field goal in the quarter. 12-11. Solomon's lead cut to 1. 4:37 to go. First half. Yogam bringing it up against Mackleberry. Boy, he's got a nice stutter step. Moving up. Beautiful feed down to another. My goodness, what a nice play. 14-11. Solomon the lead. And a whistle. Dilbert turned it over. Little things like that. Four Galesburg turnovers. 14-11, Pioneers, 4:27 to go, first half. Will not be a good locker room if things don't improve at halftime. Up top, the pass goes to Noe, who's had a nice first half for the Pioneers. Tip loose, here's the field line, Mackleberry to the basket, way up, good. That was a big, big play. First bucket, five buckets, 14-13, Oliver in the lead. I don't want to say that. Got it in. Yoga. Five hose pass, Noe, right side, Brent, 17-footer, good. That's the first basket of the game, 16-13.
Pioneers, four field goals in a row now as they've caught a little fire here on their home court on senior night.
And Galesburg trying to back within one or close. Carruthers behind in the post. Foul, Ricketts, Carruthers. That's his first. Just the third on Alvin. Galesburg has four. Galesburg saddled with foul trouble. That's been one of the reasons the offense just isn't clicking. Chad Thompson got his second foul with 4:12 to go first quarter. Brandon Thompson, his second at the 1:53 mark. They've not played in the second quarter. Inside to Victor Davis. Free throw line area. Kicks it out to Mackleberry on the left wing. Guarded by Yoakum. He gets the screen. Right baseline. Dolph Davis. He has 2 3-point shots in his last 2 attempts. He's kind of scuffling from outside right now. Garrett Williams, he's missed 3 tonight. From the right wing to Dalton Davis. High post Victor. Nice laser beam passed down low on the right block, too. From a Carson who lays it in. 16-15. Beautiful high-low there.
Yeah, those two guys worked that so well, and a nice finish by Tremaine. Many times that whiff pass, you'll either miss it or miss the basket afterwards, but he got it down.
Jokic maybe got away with a walk, got to the basket, missed the shot. Victor with 6 rebounds already. Just missed that layup. Man, he's explosive. Here's a 3 by Victor up top. He nailed it. Victor Davis. He's got 7 in the quarter and gives Galesburg just like that an 18-16 lead at the 3-minute mark of the first half. There's some light. Over on the left wing, Rafferty, who's back in the game. He's double teamed. Galesburg trying to get it away from him. And a trap by Mackleberry and Carson. Yoakum with it now, right side. He didn't want to challenge Victor Davis right there on the right block. Victor was waiting for him. Victor's playing with no fouls. Guy in the limit. Oh, what a move by Carruthers. He just came hard to the silly. Oh, that was a nice move. 6 for Carruthers. He's a nice player. 18 all. He spun left, went right, and boy, Carson was in his track. Timeout on the side as Galesburg wants to get the 30. We'll hang on to it right here. I want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, located just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Had this Xterra again tonight and loving it as always. The original off-road SUV that's fun to drive on the road, rugged look, smooth ride, and it has a lot of very unique features. It's shipped on the fly 4x4, and if you've used that in the past, you know how important that is when you get on some icy, nasty roads out of just seemingly nowhere. Got the 5,000-pound towing capacity and financing, 1.9% for 60 months. Test one. Drive one today. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, and Nissan just off the square and downtown Galesburg, 2010 Nissan Xterra. It's beautiful. Check it out. We thank them for providing our transportation tonight. Galesburg, the ball. Pie game at 18. 2:20 to go first. Half the play. Dalton Davis over on the right wing. Brandon Thompson back in the game with 2 fouls. We're going to trust him. On the left side, Dalton wide open 3. Cannot get it. It's an air ball. It's his second air ball. Victor, though, the rebound. Put back some contact. Nothing there. Then Ricketts puts it back up. He missed it. Victor again. 3 shots at the basket. Victor has 8 rebounds and 9 points in the quarter. 10 in the game. That was all effort right there. Galesburg just stole the basketball away. Back the other way. Victor faking left baseline. He just traveled that time.
Nice job by the Pioneers to fill the lane because Victor wanted to go to Mackleberry, who originally poked the ball away. That bucket heads up court. Victor trying to lead the break, but he couldn't get that passing lane. They cut him off with the ball. Just good job by Alma defense. Forced that Galesburg turnover coming back into that play. You notice Tremaine Carson is out after Crevis burned him off.
Boy,
that move.
Nancy.
Mike Reynolds was not happy and got Ryan Ricketts back in there. He was unhappy with Tremaine defense on that play.
1:33 to go first half. Healdsburg, a 20-18 lead. Nobody's led by more than four in this game. Noe, up top Traeger, now they'll reset to Rafferty. 1:23 to go first half, 20-18. Healdsburg, the slim lead. Traeger with it right way. Hands off to Carruthers. Really, boy, just versatile. Out the perimeter, inside. Nice bucket down low. He's leading them with 6 points. And they may just hold it. I don't know. Straker now down on the baseline. Surprised at that shot, and what? They called a timeout. I don't know how they got that. When he took the shot, the ball was in the air. They gave out another timeout. Wow. Let's see if it's a full timeout. It is not. It's a 30-102 to go. First half, 2018. Healdsburg will hang on to it.
Kind of odd spot to take it there, too.
Yeah, it really was.
Minutes two left to go in the quarter. They were just moving the ball around. And maybe Bob Zorkup, they had a few people out of position on the offensive end, saw some things maybe he can exploit to get a basket or two here before halftime. You know, the silver streak with Victor Davis is amazing. He's played this whole first half without a foul, and he's been real aggressive. I think a lot of the Alleman fans would like to think maybe he's had two or three and got away with them.
Maybe has.
Hey, you know, if you're Victor, you go ahead and play like that until they stop you. And, yeah, he's been the difference maker in this second quarter. He and McElmurray just got a couple of steals.
He has 9 of Healdsburg's 13 in the quarter and has 8 rebounds already. 10 points, 8 rebounds in the first half. Without him, Healdsburg certainly down in this one. Carruthers with it. Now he's going to go to the hole right side. Shut up over the rim. Good. Oh, buddy, stopped him as he went left to right. We're tied at 20. Carruthers, all 8 of his points in the quarter. Carruthers versus Victor Davis in the second quarter. Knotted up at 20. Very uncomfortable, close game on Oliver's score. We've seen this before. Healdsburg going to hold for one as Dalton Davis backs it out. Way out on the left side as he'll let this clock wind down and Healdsburg will take the last shot of the half. 25-24, seems like they did a lap game, and Beal, they got the bucket at the end of the half to give them some separation, came out in the second half, pounded on them. Maybe that scenario here will work itself out. Up top of it, all Davis, 9 seconds now, he skips it over on the right side, threw it away. Miscommunication there, he threw it right to Carruthers, pull up three, top of the key, go! At the end of the first half, and Rock Island Elements leads Healdsburg 23-20. The halftime report coming up next. This is Silver Street Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street. GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. but not miserable when you get the bill.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report, brought to you by Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Back at Olivet, the Pioneers with all the momentum. Gilbert turned it over as they held for the final shot. And the ball about 40 seconds to go in the half. An errant pass by Dalton Davis down on the baseline. Stolen away. Matt Carruthers with a huge second quarter. 6'3" junior. Dribble is up the court. No one stopping. Pulled up a good 2 feet behind the top of the key. Ready to three. 11 points in the quarter for him. And 11 of all at 17. And they lead it 23-20. We've had three ties in this game, make it four ties and nine lead change. So Olivet has come to play. Galesburg struggling, shooting the basketball, and they just really have not gotten into a rhythm. Foul trouble early on by Chad Thompson and Brandon Thompson, both with two in the first quarter. The halftime report brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Busty, getting you back in the game. The halftime chat proudly brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
Yeah, good thing Victor Davis showed up in that second quarter. Otherwise, we'd really be in a pickle. Davis strong, as you mentioned, both on points and rebounding, and he's about the only one that can make a shot right now. Galesburg 9 of 22, 41%. Haven't gotten anything from the outside to speak of. And, you know, the shooting background at Olivet, not too bad. It's a small gym, but those rims are real tight. You're not going to get any roll. If that shot isn't perfect, it ain't going in. And we haven't seen any perfection for marksmanship on the outside so far in this first half of any of our guards. Victor did have 1-3. For Olivet, the Pioneers not getting much outside, but getting a lot inside. They're a 10 of 19, 52% at halftime. They were 7 of 11 in the second quarter. Rebounding right now, a 14-9 advantage to the Silver Streaks. Again, the lion's share of those on the big hands of number 32, Victor Davis. And turnovers, I've got the Silver Streaks with 6. They had 5 of them in the second quarter. Olivet with 5 at halftime. And it's a fairly high turnover count when you consider there's really not been any pressure in this game to speak of at all. Olivet's just going to drop back in that zone. I'm confident, Mike, in the second half, unless, you know, if we can get on a 6 or 8 point run and get the lead, you might force them out of that a little bit. But as long as the game's close, they're just going to keep backing it in and see what they can do with Victor. Because I'm sure if they think if they can stop Victor Davis, they'll beat Galesburg.
The difference in the last game, Galesburg made outside shots. And that changes everything. And tonight, it's not happening. Victor Davis, he's been the guy. 10 points, 9 of those in the second quarter, and 8 rebounds. Trying to carry the load. Dalton Davis with 2. He struggled to shoot. Ryan McElmurray, 2. Brandon Thompson didn't give us a chance. He was foul trouble with 2. Chad Thompson, same situation. He got Galesburg's first bucket of the game and sat out at the fourth ballpark in the first quarter with 2 fouls. Never came back in. And Tremaine Carson, a 2 in the second quarter. Aaron Williams getting the start of the game. He's got a goose egg. If we were both thinking when the last time he knocked down a shot, struggled with his shot, you got to go back to the Minota game. The last time he hit a field goal. So his confidence is obviously shaken right now. You'd love to see him get a basket to go down, maybe drive to the hole, do something to get him back going, because, again, you got to have the bench right now. Tremaine's got a deuce off the bench. Brian McElmurray a deuce off the bench. So there's four. Tonight, not much of a big difference. It's 4-4 at bench points. But the foul trouble got Galesburg in trouble early, and certainly the inability to knock down shots. Matt Carruthers, 11 points all in the second quarter. Four apiece for Stephen Straker and Doug Noe. 2 points for Keelan Prince. So they're up three, with Prince having just 2 points. Just 2 points for Pat Moore. Galesburg and Oliver both with a three in the game. Galesburg one of two from the line. And you got to get that number up there. Alleman did not attempt a free throw in the first half. They committed just three fouls. Galesburg had four. Alleman outscores Galesburg 17-13 in the second quarter. Again, eight lead changes. Three, make it four ties. That's a three ties. 2-2, 18-18, and 20-20. Nobody's lead has exceeded 3 points in the game. Alleman right now with a three-point lead. They also led by three at 14-11. 16-13. Galesburg on the other side of things. They led at 5-4, 7-6. You get the idea. There's just not been any separation for Galesburg except a 2-point cushion and Alleman a three. So, going to have to get better in the second half, or this is going to be a real long night and a really rough ride back to Galesburg. But fortunately, you got two more quarters to go. You got your guys in foul trouble going to come back out. We'll see what type of adjustments are made at the half. As Galesburg trails at 23-20. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Granny Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Quincy doing mammal with Rock Island tonight at Blue Devil Gymnasium. Rocky wins. They claim first place. Quincy wins. We've got a two-way tie in there. And then Moline taking on United Township tonight at the Panther Den. We'll come back with the second half in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all. Roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models. Large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Jack Rock and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go farm, member SIPC.
Tonight, light snow likely. Accumulation peninsula around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of light snow in the morning, high of 35, low of 24. And then Sunday, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, high of 32, low of 20. Currently, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Galesburg Rescue Mission, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by John Murray of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Back at Don Morris Gymnasium, Olivet ends the first half, 5-0 run. Matt Carruthers to three at the top of the key. Asshole Thunder to give them a 23-20 lead. Galesburg gets the basketball to start. And the traditional starting five, Brandon Thompson, Dolph Davis, Chad Thompson, Ryan McElmurray and Victor Davis on the floor for the Streets. Holloman back in a 1-2-2 defense as we're underway here. Fast moving first half, just 8:33. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Errant pass by McElmurray, tip loose, but Galesburg able to keep control of the basketball. Brandon Thompson with it now. Dribbles over toward the right side. Brandon with 2 points in the first quarter. To get him going. Chad Thompson feeds Victor. Step back from the left elbow. No good. Patrick Rafferty the rebound. For Allen. Looked kind of unsure about pulling the trigger on that one. Kind of faded back. And Mike Reynolds looks over toward one of the assistants, Ryan Hart. Looks up. Here's a bad pass. Stolen away by Brandon Thompson. To the bucket. Scores. He converts off and off a turnover. That's a big start for the game for BC. 23-22. Holloman the lead, trimmed down to one. That snaps their 5-0 run that dates back to the second quarter.
Well, hopefully the Thompsons, who had to watch the whole second quarter, can come out with a lot of energy and be the difference makers we need in this game.
Step back three with a man in his face. Prince, not a good shot. We'll take that all day. I mean, he was fingertips in his eyes by Chad Thompson. It went out of bounds. Two Gilfords to two. Four Holloman possessions now.
Well, that's the thing with Holloman. They just make enough bad mistake.
He's not a good shot.
That, you know, whether it's shot selection or turnovers, that if you do a modicum of things right, you're going to win the game. They've got some good athletes. They've got some players that can do some things, but you still ought to beat them.
And Thompson buries a three on the left side. So there you go. You talk about the Thompsons, and here they go. 5-3 by Galesburg. As they now take the 25-23 lead, the ninth lead change of this ballgame. Carruthers, who had a huge second quarter with 11 points, dribbles, fires over on the left side to Rafferty. Then Noe down on the baseline, lobs to Prince. They come to double team, back out to Noe. He shoots the three, giving that shot. Great defense, but they can't come up with the rebound. Manfred Rafferty gets the ball. Now he shoots the three, top of the key. No good. And a whistle as Chad Thompson grabbed the rebound. It looked like Prince may have been on his back. Certainly a foul on Holloman. We'll see if it's Prince. It is. It's his second foul, so a good job to clear the board. And Gilford now on a 5-0 run of their own. Let's see if they can add to it. This is where they put together their run in the last game. Now they're going to pick up in the 1-2-2. Three-quarter court trapping press. Dalt Davis gets at the front court. Now in the hands of Brandon Thompson, right wing Chad Thompson, who just buried a three to Victor Davis. And a low air handle to pass on the left block. He was up on the right wing to Dalt Davis. Not there.
If he throws that a second or two earlier, that works. But Dalton had already given up on it when it didn't come initially, and then the ball just flew out of bounds. One thing we have done well, the first couple of defensive possessions has been to force Holloman to shoot from the outside. If we do that, we'll beat these guys.
Yep.
I'm sure that was addressed at halftime because Mike Reynolds doesn't want to see them get it inside.
They do get it inside to Prince, who posts it up on Dalt Davis, and that's clearly what you want to do if you're Holloman is just be stronger, he's taller, and there's just nothing Dalton can do. And not any help that time, as Dalton had no choice but to commit the foul. Unfortunately, he fouled him where it wasn't a three-point opportunity. Prince, an excellent free-throw shooter at 82%. Just 2 points in the game so far. His first free throw is off the mark. A rarity.
You know, Prince, one of those guys that actually was maybe a better player last year and the year before as a sophomore even.
Second free throw, he missed both of them. That one rimmed out on him. Victor Davis to rebound. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be into it right now. And again, they'll come out with a 1-2-2 trap. So they've really extended the zone, which to Gilbert, that should be to their liking. They may be able to find some creases in this and get some inside, some shots inside. Up top, McElmurray with it. Left wing, Brandon Thompson back to McElmurray. fires inside to Victor. He travels. Boy, I didn't think he had possession long enough to travel. He was going to dump it to Dalton on the left block, who had a layup.
Awfully quick the whistle and a nice drop down. Yeah, but Dalton finished the play, but that was, of course, after the whistle. And, yeah, they've let some things go tonight. And then to call that one, I thought was highly unusual.
Did not like that call. End of the game is Yoakum. He loses the basketball.
He's got well,
he sure did. There's the give back. Chad Thompson, pull a three left side. No good. Way up to get the rebound in for Runners. He's got spring. No doubt about it. So Holloman down 25-23. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass inside. They're seeing the mismatch with Prince. This time they double. Rafferty up top. Knowing. Left wing. Yoakum's going to fire a three. Good!
He's the one guy that can get them going. Yoakum just a sophomore, but as we mentioned, a high-energy guy. He showed us what he could do offensively. He plays with a lot of confidence. And coming off the bench, he brings as much spark probably as anybody in the conference.
Here's a bad pass. Tipped by Yoakum, but chased down to the backcourt by Brandon Thompson. And Yoakum is whistled for a touch foul 70 feet away. And I got to tell you, that's not a foul either. We'll take it, but
and Yoakum barking a little bit there.
You know what they're saying?
Probably wasn't too far from picking up a technical 70 feet from the basket.
Yeah. Exactly. Dalton Davis gets it up into the front court, lops it over on the left side in front of the Galesburg bench to Brandon Thompson. Right wing now, McElberry dribbles up toward the top of the key, fires to Brandon Thompson, back to McElberry, right of the circle. Puts it on the floor. Looks Victor Davis right baseline. Sizing up Carruthers. Swinging around. Up top. Now lob into the left baseline. Dalton Davis puts it on the floor. Beats to Victor. Oh, he was going to go up and pound that thing down if he could get just a little sliver in space. He's stripped out of bounds to the street. I could see it in his eyes. They got as big as wheels. He was going to pound that thing. He'll take it out instead. 26-25, Holloman in the lead with 3:53 to go in the quarter, and a foul again. Holloman, or was it a tip? It's a tip. Ball tipped out. The end of the Galesburg bench. McElberry will throw it in. No defense all the way for the Pioneers into Victor Davis. Signs it up Keelan Prince. Little jab steps, and then goes up top of the pass. Brandon Thompson walks back to Victor. Gathers. Little running shot with the right hand. In the lane, good. Friendly bounce on the rim. Victor with another.
They put that one up off the back iron. It went high up in the air and then cradled itself down into the rim. And now a traffic violation on Pat Rafferty. You know, and there's another guy, Mike, that I just think is really underachieved. Pat Rafferty, you know, he just
2 years ago, he was a fine player.
Yeah, and, he's out there. He's kind of moving around. He handles the ball a little bit. He just doesn't do much. And then all of the
woeful shooting.
They just got too many guys like that that can't contribute much, but they've got a couple that, you know, certainly in Carruthers and Yoakum that can.
Dalton Davis up top. Gilbert trying to get some space. Brandon Thompson, three left side. Spins down on Carruthers. Grabs the rebound again. Go inside. Victor's got a bit of a roll going now. And he needs four touches. Bob inside. They do it. Fake Schrager shot no good as he fouled. Chad Thompson got beat on that play. And Schrager's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Don't have numbers on him in terms of his percentage. McElberry picks up foul number one for him. Number two on the streak. Both teams with two fouls. Ricketts and Williams going to check in for the streaks in just a moment. Schrager at the line for two. Gilbert a one-point lead. First one's good. That's pretty good.
And Schrager at 6'3", gets spring, but pretty slightly built. He and Chad Thompson are kind of carbon copies of each other's upper body.
Right.
He just didn't have the strength to finish that play, but so far at the line, he's got nice form.
McElberry and Chad Thompson out of the game. Second by Schrager, no good. Victor Davis, there's his 10th rebound, a double-double. 27-27, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 7-4 run by Galesburg. Nice move to the basket. Brandon Thompson as he fouled a hole on the right side. He gets fouled and will shoot two.
Now, Bob Zork can't be very happy about that at all, the coach, because Thompson went by three different guys on the way to the basket. Finally, Carruthers reached out and fouled him. Good to see Brandon recognize the opportunity there and go to the basket, because we get a whole lot better when he goes to the basket.
Free throw in and out on him. A good free throw shooter, normally 77%, but yeah, go to the basket. Gets to the line. Gilbert just two free throw attempts in the first half. Now three. Brandon can split these. Second one on the way good. Galesburg back on top, 28-27. It's been close all throughout this game. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. The Streets looking to trap in the front court. Rafferty gets it across to Schrader on the left wing. Back to Rafferty. Man-to-man Streets defense. Schrader, they're giving him a lot of space on the way to Carruthers. Back up top, Keelan Prince. Victor Davis guarding him now. A little bit better matchup in terms of size because now Prince can't post you up. He'll shoot the three, though, unfortunately, on the left side, but fortunately he missed it. Hits the top of the backboard out of bounds. He just kind of shrugs his shoulders, frustrated right now.
Well, those, you had all these guys underneath their positioning, fighting for that rebound spot, and then after all that, the ball goes over the backboard and out of bounds, which helps us. One and out for Allman, and the Streets trying to build on a slim one-point lead.
But never led by more than three. They're trying to get something going here. Right wing is Brandon Thompson. Up top, ooh, almost threw it away to Victor Davis. Swing around left side, Dalton Davis looking for Ricketts inside, not quite open it up. Skipping it across, Brandon Thompson dribbles toward the middle. Fires over to Dalton Davis, three left baseline. That was perfect ball movement. Dalton with five in the game, and Gilbert finally gets a little breathing room. 31-27 and a timeout on the floor. We'll thank the folks at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, Lufus, 2010, Nissan, Xterra, the red.
Especially on a snowy night.
Oh, yeah. Well, a little bit coming down on the way here, but nothing's sticking. But who knows? You never know. When you get toward 80, things change as we see.
Go outdoors, things may have changed.
Absolutely. Your original off-road SUV that is fun to drive. On the road, rugged look, even a smooth ride. All the bells and whistles. One of the favorites that we've had, no doubt in my mind. I love this vehicle. Many unique features, the shift on the fly, 4x4, hill descent control, locking, differential on there, 5,000-pound towing capacity, very affordable, as they say, price to sell. Test drive one today at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan. A lot of fun. Love this vehicle. We also like to see one. Take a chance and drive it. You'll love it. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg, our thanks to them, and check them out. Nice vehicle there. 31-27, Galesburg with its biggest lead right now at 4 in what's been a very close game. 1:58 to go in the third quarter. And it is Galesburg applying full court pressure. Let's see if they trap out of it or fall back. They're looking like they're wanting to trap depending on who has the ball. Prince is bringing it up against Victor Davis. He's going to have a little bit of a speed advantage when he gets some space. Over to Rafferty. Right side Schrader, they're giving him all he wants on that side. Off a screen, pull up from the top of the key, no good by Prince, and a foul. Someone's on the back, Oliver commits the foul. Brothers, I think, or Schrader.
Pioneers guys, just what they wanted that time.
Sure.
That was exactly what they wanted out of that offense. It was a short jumper from the south corner of the free throw line area by Prince, but he was on the move and was fading a little to the right. It was just off the mark. The Streaks now can build on their biggest lead, up four with the ball.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity. High post. Now to Victor, fakes the three. Over to Brandon Thompson, who takes the pass. Goes to the baseline to Dalton Davis, who just drained the three a moment ago. Inside to Ricketts. Working on Carruthers. Fake shot up, no good. Ball tipped around. Who's on who's back? There's a whistle. It's on Ricketts. Hell, he struggles up close like that. We saw that in the last game, and two tonight. He's at right at point-blank range. Just can't get it to go in. Actually, Victor picked up the foul.
Victor came over the top that time because Carruthers was over the top of Ricketts, and then Victor went over the top of Carruthers, and Victor, the last man on the pile, ends up getting the foul.
Oh, a chance to go on my stick. All by the wayside. Close one. Couldn't get it to go. 31-27. Here comes the pressure, and Allman just stepped on the line. Good hustle by Garrett Williams to get on Rafferty, who just couldn't hang on to the ball. He stepped out of bounds. They commit turnover number 9. 1:15 to go in the quarter. Galesburg, a four-point lead. Another chance. Victor Davis kicks it over to Garrett Williams. Fakes pull-up jumper. Not close. Air ball. Ricketts the rebound. And they'll work it back around. Another chance. Here's Williams top of the key. That one's a no good, too. 0-6 from the floor. Ricketts on the back of Noe. Little possession again where get anything out of there.
Like you said, Jared hasn't had a make since long enough a game. I'll bet he shot well over 30 times without getting it in the basket. It's been a real tough stretch for him.
So, Allman again. Under a minute now. White shook off what could have been substantial margins with them being a very conservative offense. instead, they have it now down to Noe on the left block. Out to Yoakum. He hit a three earlier. He just hit another one. Amazing how this game happens. You don't take advantage, and they make you pay. 31-30. Oliver within one. 35 seconds to go. Left side, Brandon Thompson. Driving to the basket. Shot blocked by Carruthers. Ball loose, and I think Ricketts just picked up another foul. He's having a rough night.
It amazes me, unless there's a conditioning concern or something, why Yoakum isn't on the floor every night or any for all of
them. I totally agree. He didn't start the last game either.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's a sophomore. Sometimes you have to wait your turn on a good team, but this is a bad one.
He needs to play. I'm with you.
Yeah, Yoakum ought to be out there the entire time.
Got 6 points, and he got hot in the second half of the last game, and he's doing it again. Prince posting up Victor. Moving. Here comes the double. Uses the body. Good go call. He forced the contact. Missed the shot badly. Brandon Thompson, the rebound. Back the other way. Layup no good. Victor put back on the foul. That's what we needed. Victor saves the day. Yes, again. He'll shoot. A free throw coming up. Trying to add to his total. Tremaine Carson going to come back into the game. As is McElmurray.
And a hustle basket that time for Victor Davis.
Yes, it was.
A lot of your bigger guys will kind of lumber down the floor, especially if the ball's out ahead of them. But Victor got right after it and slid down the lane on that right side. Was in perfect position to get the putback and the foul, and maybe a and one coming up here.
Got 14 points, 11 rebounds in the game. He's 1-for-2 from the line. Shoots at 71%. Been the man. Often is. 6'5" senior. Free throw is on the way. Good. Flashes it through for 16 points, 34-30. That was a key possession. 4 seconds. Three. Yoakum driving toward baseline. He may not get one off. They don't. He just could not break free. Mike Reynolds pops off the bench. He liked that possession. Don't blame him a bit. That was a nice defensive stand as Gilbert outscores Elliman in the quarter. 14-7 and leads this game 34-30. Fourth quarter is coming up. This is Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Attorney Pam Wilcox of Robertson Wilcox and Statham.
So many things happen to people that sometimes are beyond their control. They aren't, quote, bad people. They get into circumstances that all of a sudden there's no way out. I represent people not just from Knox County, but from 7 or 8 counties. And most of the time, the folks I see struggle for years before they make the decision to try to file bankruptcy to get out of their circumstances.
Robertson Wilcox and Statham, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg or at galesburglaw.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Don't miss a moment of the 2010 Winter Olympics from Vancouver. Listen for updates sponsored by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Donmore to Jim Noe. He gets the bucket to start the fourth quarter for Oliman. And they cut the lead to 34-32. Dolph Davis to Victor Davis. Nice touch over Prince. And he splashes in another. He's got 17-36-32. Silver Streak. Bringing it up is Yoakum. He had a couple of threes in the third quarter for 6 points in the game to Noe. Noe with 6 points of his own in the game. Rafferty up top. Bounce pass to Noe on the left wing. High post, and we camp it in the lane or a foul? It's a foul.
I like to camp it in the lane. For others.
Dalton Davis, second foul. Mike Reynolds finally sheds the coat. I have been sitting here sweating my brains out in the gym.
I don't know how he's kept it on that long as active as he is. Dalton had to guard Keelan Prince for quite a while, and now he's over there on Carruthers, and I'm not sure that's an easier assignment.
Well, he just got picked off. Carruthers scored. That was big-time pick. Carruthers flew off the pick and laid it in. That was a nicely designed play by Oliman. Dalton that day on. You got to talk on those screens. He had no chance. 36-34. Streaks under 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Lob inside to Victor. Here comes the double. He spins. Fades. Fouled. And will shoot two. He's giving them all kinds of moves. The fakes to the jab steps and everything else. And he's going to shoot a pair.
He has 17 in the game and is 2 out of 3 from the line. Carruthers just picked up his third, and now Gilbert shoots. Both teams do the rest of the way.
Yeah, Coach Bob Zork of Altman over there put his head down in his hands after that one. Victor missed the first free throw, but Altman will not have a chance if they continue to let Victor get the ball right in the middle of the lane. That's happened 3 times in a row. I hope it continues to happen. Earlier in the game, they didn't let it happen, but oh, they've got tired legs or what? Victor has really taken over his side.
And he's working hard, making the second free throw. And you know, when you're an offensive player and you start scoring, it just motivates you to get more. And he's looking for more. I mean, he does. Brother, he's back the other way. He's really been their guy tonight. I'm impressed with how he's playing. Here's the pass inside. Fakes. He got blocked from behind by Brandon Thompson. Ball loose, picked up by McElmurray. Here's a breakout. Blocked to Chad Thompson. Bad pass for Dolph Davisville. He couldn't hang on. And now Oliver comes back with it the other way. Inside for others. Maybe look at the screen and the pocket. All the fans come to their feet. Couple of opportunities in this second half for Gelsberg to spread this thing out a little bit. That one right there was one. Certainly if we can convert the transition, we go on 5 and start maybe 6, start to feel pretty good. But then the turnover and back quickly. There's Carruthers again.
15 in the game.
Yeah, the free throw here can tie it.
Good news, he's only a 52% shooter, but anymore that just doesn't seem to matter. Brothers, all right, he missed it. He showed why. Nobody blocked for himself. Fritz got around Victor Davis, shot up, no foul. He'll shoot 2. He missed 2 earlier, has just 2 points in the game. Now they get a chance to take the lead. Unreal.
And that ball caromed out just to the right spot, and I'm not sure we were paying a whole lot of attention on that carom, because Fritz, he can get up when he puts his mind to it.
Oh, yeah.
6'6", and he got up over Victor that time to get the rebound.
First free throw by Prince is good. They are in the game. Well, they were 1-3 in the third quarter, and that was their only free throws. So they're 2 out of 5 right now. Prince, the second one, another banana hose. And they have regained the lead at 38-37 with 6:23 to go in the game. And I'm telling you, I'm glad it's Oliver we're playing tonight, because anyone else, we'd be in big, big, big trouble right now.
Well, I think part of the problem is we're playing Oliver tonight. We were so stoked up for those games against the conference leaders. And, you know, now you come on the road to Holloman, it's their senior night, you've already beaten them once, you know, you can feel it. It's like, okay, where's the motivation here tonight? It's been a week since we played a game, and I think Mike Reynolds on down the line would probably tell you they were a little concerned about this, especially as when we've lost 3 conference games in a row, our confidence down a little bit, we're not shooting the ball well. All that being said, I still expect us to win with 6.5 minutes to go, even though we're down a point. We've still got the best player on the court in Victor Davis, and hopefully we'll continue to utilize him. And we could use a key 3 here from Brandon or Chad Thompson maybe to break things out here as well.
Make it look more like a 3-2 zone as they really push it up. It's a 1-2-2, but they're on time, making those wings come up a little higher. Dalton Davis over to Brandon Thompson, fakes the 3, goes to the baseline, back to Dalton Davis. Up top, Chad, here's the 3. Good! Chad buried the second 3 of the game. He's got 8. There's what we were looking for. 40-38. Gilbert gets the lead back. 5:52 mark in the ball game. Chad Thompson. They win the game. That may be the play of the game right there. It was on cue. He needed it, and he got it. Prince with it left wing, guarded by Victor Davis. Puts it on the floor, bounces out to the top. Schrager now right wing to Rafferty. Off a screen for others. Down the lane. Shot. He can do no wrong. He's been very, very aggressive.
He has. And he's finished well. He didn't finish that well at Gelsbrink, but he's finishing those plays now with buckets. And we're still tied, so Holloman won't go away.
Yeah, 17 of the game ties Victor for scoring honors. 40 all. Victor up top 10. And he hit another 3. No, this one off to the right. Ball tipped. Oh, McElmurray kept it alive over to Dalton Davis on the baseline. Here's Victor, a 3 left side. No, short. Tipped around and back to Brian McElmurray again. Inability to get the rebound by Oliver, giving Gilbert another chance in a very tight game. 40-40, our score, 4:50 to play.
Reverse to Brandon, wide open in this quarter.
Sure,
man, get that ball over there and let him take a shot at it.
He is sitting in the right baseline, just wide open. Nye moves on Schrager, drives baseline. 9 feet to Dalton Davis, shot clock though.
Schrager came over. What a play.
Carruthers got the rebound, and they played that defensively as well as you could. That was a great move. Carruthers up top. team down, well, trying to take the lead, 40-40. 4:24 to play. Holloman trying to pull the upset here at home. Lob inside, wide open. Straker back on the board. Bridges over there, and he was wide open underneath, and they found him. And they have the lead now, 42-40. 4 minutes to go. McElmurray up top. See how they play through this. Dalton Davis baseline drives around into Carruthers. Foul. They put it over. The Holloman folks don't like it. I got to tell you, I can understand their frustration. That was a very late whistle from the guy away from the play.
Yeah, we'll take the call. For sure. Dalton Davis good at attacking the basket by him trying to make something happen. I'd probably say it was a no-call angry right there. But hopefully Dalton can take advantage of it here with a couple of free throws.
Got 5 points in the game, free throw, in and out. He is really strong on the line, 63%. He shot well over 70 last year. Here comes Yoka back in. It makes him nervous as anyone for Rafferty.
Yeah.
Brian McElmurray, a little chatter with him.
Yeah, those two kids can both chatter.
Oh, yeah. They're talking. Dalton even second free throw. He missed them both. The runner is the rebound. And Holloman with a 2-point lead with 3:53 to go in this game. Carruthers bringing it up against Dalton Davis. Hands off to Straker. He gets it back from Noe. Dominic Keelan Fred. Now he becomes extremely dangerous. A game like this, they can handle the basketball. They can make this really hard. Straker, top of the key, left wing. Over to Keelan Fred. Trying to work through a screen. Dribbling on the left wing. Up top to Yoakum. On the right side, Straker inside Carruthers posting up. Double team quickly came. He's going to get the repeat. Dalton Davis fouled him. I'm not sure why Dalton Davis is guarding him. It's clearly a disadvantage. Dalton just picked up his third, and now he's going to the line. Carruthers, who's had a monster game with 17 points.
Well, Dalton's physically stronger than, say, Chad Thompson, but certainly a taller player. And, of course, Thompson over there trying to deal with Stephen Straker, who's come in and done a nice job off
sure
hand for Holloman as well. So, you know, that's, again, one of those cases where our lack of ability to get some bench play down in the post is hurting.
Brothers made the free throw. They have a 3-point lead. He has 18 in the game, 43-40. How do you respond, and who's going to do it? 3:21 to go. Carruthers' second free throw on the way. He missed that one. Chad Thompson, the rebound, almost, and over the back on Straker.
Nice job by Chad to steal that court. Good solid rebound by the junior.
Good shot on this possession. Inside to Victor, a little reach. They don't call it. Victor on to Dalton Davis. Right baseline, McElmurray. Back to Dalton. Dalton inside. Out to Brandon easy. Thompson. Three! No good. Rebound. Two for Carruthers. Got a clean look, just a line drive, but just one out.
Yeah, his shot is
line drive.
A little flat. I mean, he doesn't put a lot of arch on it, but the last few games, he's just not had quite enough, and he's not going to get it at home.
Full timeout on the floor, and right now, Gilbert looks like a team lost his hair. I'll tell you that right now. 2:53 to play. We'll take the timeout. Holloman 43, Gilbert 40. This is Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
I'm Will Stevenson. Get results and information from the 2010 Winter Olympics now underway in Vancouver by clicking on the Olympics icon on our homepage, WGIL.com.
Back is Don Morris, Jamathia, and Holloman trying to pull the upset here. They lead it 43-40 with 2:53 to go in the game and with the basketball. Ball is inbounded to Tyler Yoakum. Hillsburg going to have to, and they are, they're going to start trapping every chance they get. Yoakum fires it over left side to Fritz. Gets into a 17-footer.
And here for playing well down the stretch, they have hit 6 of 7 in this fourth quarter.
7-0. Holloman run to take a 5-point lead. They're biggest of the game with 2.5 minutes to play. Gilbert needs a point. Up top, Chad Thompson. Better yet, good shot, though. Chad, he'll shoot the three right side. Come on, that's a big rebound. Chad Thompson, his third of the game. Woo! 45-43, and that snaps the 7-0 Alabama run.
Yeah, that was huge. If he misses that and they board and have a five-point lead and the ball, we're in a whole lot of trouble. But that changes the whole complexion of this.
Man,
just a two-point game with 2:19 to go. It's anybody's. I don't know. These games could go anyway. I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of overtimes the way this is going tonight.
Last time we were here, exactly what happened, and it was a weird one because I talked about it in the pregame. Alabama had this game. They had the ball out of bounds. It was 2 or 3 seconds to go. Gilbert was in the bonus. I mean, they couldn't do anything. Got it into Prince. He got a clean look at the basket. He missed the shot. Went to overtime. Gilbert eventually won the ball game, and yeah, I'm kind of getting that vibe myself. Wish I didn't have to work so early.
Well, this keeps the pressure on Alabama too. I mean, when it's a close game like that, and you're a team that hasn't won a whole lot of them, you've still got some nervous moments. They built confidence as they got up to that 5-point lead, but now Gelsberg are going to bring the pressure full court here, try and force Alabama into a turnover, and they can do it.
Yeah, this has worked in the past, and they don't usually show it that much, so it's really needed. Now they're going to let them go ahead and bring it up for others. Guarded by Davis. That's Galesburg foul. Holloman's in the double bonus. Galesburg 1-1 situation. Noe up top, guarded by Brandon Thompson. 2:02 to play, and a 2-point Holloman lead. And Thompson guarding the ball breaker, fires it over on the right side to Prince, guarded by Dalton Davis. Prince, still looking. Thompson's it over to the left side to Schraker. Up top to Ruthers. Went a lot of screens off the weak side. Hunters picks up the dribble. Up top to Yoakum, 1:42 and counting in the ball game. Schraker with it now. Long possession for the Pioneers. Yoakum right side. Back up top to Schraker. Back to Yoakum on the right wing. Looking inside for Prince. They want Prince with the ball. Posting up and Chad Thompson just pumped. Schraker up top. The Gilbert side can't believe it. Chad Thompson can't believe it. But believe it, he got his third foul and they're going to shoot 2 free throws. Schraker at the line. Who did make his one attempt so far. He has 7 points in the game.
And Alabama did a nice job on that possession. You can tell they look, because Victor ended up on Carruthers that time. Free throw good. And so Carruthers is not looking to score because he doesn't have the mismatch anymore. The mismatch is back with Prince, who Dalton Davis, and so they were looking to try and isolate Prince against Dalton. Again, because of the height advantage, not because Dalton's a bad defender, but he's just giving up so much size to these guys.
Schraker splits the 2 free throws to a 1-possession game. Victor Davis, the rebound from the string. 46-43, 1:22 to go. Dalton Davis up top. He's going to penetrate, kicks it over to Chad Thompson. Thompson on the baseline. He's trapped. Gets it over to McElmurray. Right side, Brandon Thompson. He's covered up by Rafferty. Drives toward the middle. Inside, Dalton to the basket. No whistle, though, and he's going to go to the line, I believe.
Yep, he got
1-1. So, Dalton, who has struggled at the line lately, 2-1-1 here. 2 free throws. Schraker gets the foul, and still the 1-1, so 46-43, 1:09 to go. Gilbert down 3, and needing Dalton Davis to hit 2 free throws.
And Alabama going to do this offensive-defensive thing. Schraker comes out, and they bring the sophomore Yoakum in when they have the ball.
Free throw good. 46-44, one possession, and you need this free throw to get into your press. They're going to tramp out of this if he gets this to go through. On the way, go
that away.
Big free throw there by Dalton Davis. 46-45. Ball inbounded to Noe. 1:05 to go. They're in the backcourt. Brothers now. They're chasing Brothers across half court. Going to Noe. Look underneath. Oh, Gilbert could not hang on. He went and they set him up like they wanted to. He threw the ball. Bob Short says, hold everything. We're going to talk. 59 seconds to go. Holloman will have the ball out of the timeout, leading 46-45. Gilbert got what they wanted. Speed him up. Trying to get that turnover. Almost got it. He just couldn't hang on.
Yeah, Carruthers, as we talked, a big guy to handle the ball, but he has confidence, and you can kind of see him when that challenge comes, he wants to turn it up a notch and say, I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. It almost was a bad thing for Alleman there because he tried to make a pass he shouldn't have inside. Should have been a turnover, but got bounced around a little bit of a pinball down there underneath and got knocked out of bounds off of Brandon Thompson. And so Alleman keeps possession. And I don't think they'll be in any hurry to shoot the ball here, Mike. I think they would love to just make us chase a while and take their chances at the free throw line.
Let's see how they've done it tonight. 1-3 in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, 4 out of 6. 5 out of 9 in the game. Certainly nothing to write home about.
I don't think you want to foul Prince. If you're going to foul somebody, don't foul the team.
You do not foul Prince. Go ahead and foul Carruthers. It looks like Traeger's pretty decent at the line. 2 out of 3 in the game. Put someone there who hasn't been there all day. Maybe Noe or certainly Rafferty. Maybe someone like that. They're trying to get it in. Noe lobs it up top. Gets it to Rafferty. He'll get into their offense. Guarded by Brandon Thompson. Rafferty picks up his dribble. Gilbert's trying to find a way to get the basketball. Prince almost lost it. He throws it away. Mr. Davis. Davis. Gilbert gets the lead back. 47-46 turnover.
Great pressure by the streaks, turning it up a notch, and boy, the Alleman coaching staff really reading the riot act of Doug Noe over there, who threw that thing away, and so the Pioneers try and rebuild their confidence. Now the Galesburg has grabbed the lead. Still 42 seconds to go, several possessions probably for either team. This is still a long way from over, but beautiful to see the streaks jump off the bench and get some excitement there. And instead of your guard leading your forward on the fast break, it was the forward or center, if you will, and Victor Davis,
beautiful,
who drew the defense to him and then dropped it down on the wing to Davis slicing in. That's Dalton Davis for the layup from the left side.
Well, the good thing is you get to get into your pressure. They've showed when they apply this, they don't show it because they don't want teams getting to figure out how to break it. Chances are they're going to get into a 1-2-2 type pressure. They're going to bring Rafferty, Noe, Yosef, certainly guard late tight up here. Carruthers and Prince. Gilbert out there with Chad Thompson, Brandon Thompson, Victor Davis, Dalton Davis, and McElbury. And it's all out pressure. They get it into Noe, guarded by Chad Thompson. He'll fall back man to man. He'll look to trap somewhere in the corner. Up top, Thompson. Back of the ball, could get it. Yoakum with it now. 47-46 Galesburg. Yoakum driving, gets to the basket. Shot blocked by Chad Thompson out of bounds. Throw it three. Big block by Sam. The referees were not going to bail him out. It was a clean block. All of his fans are furious. Now, full court to go. 23 seconds to go in the game. Ball inbounded to Victor Davis. To McElbury. Galesburg in the driver's seat right now. Off to Victor Davis. The foul. Rebus was up to foul. They fouled Victor, and I like that. Victor, a excellent free throw shooter. Rafferty commits. They just wasted 10 seconds almost, meaning Alleman and not fouling.
Excellent block by Thompson. I was a little surprised they used the sophomore Yoakum to force it in from the left side. I thought for sure they'd go to Prince, their senior, and again, hoping that if nothing else, he'd get fouled, but he was put on the other side of the court.
Davis,
wow, yeah,
free throw, good.
He looked over to the Alleman student body and nodded his head after that one.
Oh, that feels good to do that. Going for point number 20 and a 3-point lead. Free throw, he missed it. Rebound to Prince, uh-oh. Here we go, 10 seconds. Will we see overtime? Let's hope to set it on and win in 8 seconds. Up top to others. Guarded by Davis.
Three. And the Silver Streak's going to have to probably throw the ball at least a half court on the inbound to have any sort of a chance of getting off a decent shot here to avoid any feet in that Alleman.
Youngberg in the quarter with just 4 field goals and 4 free throws made. Alleman with just 7 points in the third quarter has 19
in the fourth quarter. Now, the officials talking it over now, I think, trying to get a point. Oh,
yeah. 0.1, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, of course, they don't have the advantage of, the SBA where they can look at the TV replay, so they just have to try and estimate what they think would be right. And, yeah, I would think two plus seconds would be the right call here. We'll see what they come up with. Any given night, you just never know. Yeah, because all of them made enough mistakes on the stretch to deserve to lose this game, but then they get the big three that bails them out. And, as you said, Mike, those free throws come in so...
0.9 they're putting up there.
No, all of them puts everybody but one guy back. Breakers on the ball. McElmurray is the trigger man. Got Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, deep free throw line area, Chance Thompson. And they're going to try it. They need to stand in front of Chad because I see the old Christian Laker trick. Okay, now they saw what they wanted to see. They'll take another timeout. Mike Reynolds gathers his guys over with 2.9 seconds on the clock, full length of the floor to go. You can certainly catch and shoot this situation, no doubt about it. Yeah, but if they come out of the same formation there, I'm assuming the streak will roll somebody up to half court.
Right.
Get it there, and then you're looking either to curl around into the middle or to go off to the wings and get a clean look over there. So,
we'll see what happens in this,
and I don't think you're going to see all of us going to have friends, it looks like, up around the volleyball line,
right.
Maybe near having
the ball down.
And, yeah, and I don't think he's going to be too aggressive coming up from the backside because the last thing all of them wants to do is commit a foul here. They've got the hammer in their hand.
Yep.
And they're forcing Gelsberg to kind of make a play in less than 3 seconds to win this game. And Altman does not want to give the Silver Streaks, let them off the hook by committing a foul here. So the Streaks need to be aggressive going to the ball, figuring they're not going to get fouled.
Well, they'll still put Trinker up near the ball. Carruthers just across half court. Prince is deep. Rafferty.
That's a whole different look now.
Completely different. Chad Thompson at the three-quarter line for the Silver Streak. Here we go. McElmurray. They try to get it to the
Ryan
McElmurray ran the baseline. Thompson stepped in, took the charge, and it worked. And you've got it, one of the oldest tricks in the book, and it worked.
Bob strung his arms out, but that official has
wow.
I mean, there you can hear the smack over here at center court. He flat out ran over Chad Thompson. And a double bonus now, and Chad with the opportunity to either tie it or put Gelsberg ahead in no time has gone off the clock.
Blocking Gelsberg.
That wouldn't have any pressure on it there. This one's got all the pressure in the world.
Unbelievable.
Saw that ball go off the back iron, and then, of course, everybody goes after it hard. Mr. Davis in the middle of there, I think, was able to kind of punch it up, and there was Brandon sneaking in on the left side. The clean look and just banked it off the glass right at the buzzer, breaking the hearts of the Pioneers. But wow, what a finish for the Silver Streaks, who maybe want to get on the bus and get out of here before somebody changes their mind. We really got away with one tonight.
Mike Reynolds flew to center court, jumping around like he was playing in the game of his life. He is so stoked right now, walking toward the locker room, and just sheer elation. This gym is stunned. Stunned as Brandon Thompson rebounded the miss. Certainly not an intentional miss. On the left side, he banked it in one motion, and Galesburg escaped 50-49. Come back with the post-game show in just a moment. We can all touch our breath. Again, Galesburg, a buzzer beater by Brandon Thompson on a tip. And they went in 50-49. This is Silver Streak Point Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just... Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime. news@WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Exhale and pull back to center.
She said, we're going to shake off a few pounds. But this fat cat didn't get too excited. My person always says that this time of year. But this morning, I had a suspicion this year she means business. I found a feeder where my old eat 'em anytime I want dish once sat. Now I have to reach and stretch, bat my paws at it, and food comes out. Let me tell you, it's kind of fun, and I'm using muscles I never knew I had.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Look, honey.
What?
That new driver I've been telling you about.
Oh, right.
Look at this thing.
Ah, me time. With McDonald's new McCafe Frappe in my hand, I can experience this moment of pure joy. Not at finding a golf club in a golf store, but in this smooth and icy caramel. Or mocha, if you prefer. A frappe blended just for me with a hint of coffee flavor and topped with whipped cream. Anytime at all, McCafe your day.
Yeah, this is just what I need.
Me too.
New McCafe Frappes at participating McDonald's.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models. Large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Jack Rock and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go far, member SIPC. Tonight, light snow likely, accumulation about an inch, low around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light snow in the morning, high of 35, low of 24. And then Sunday, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, high of 32, low of 20. Currently, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We'll be right back. final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Well, often I'm not speechless. Not often speechless, but after this one, boy, oh boy, oh boy. That last 30 seconds of everything that took place, Victor Davis missing the free throw. He made his first, missed his second, streaks down one. Chad Thompson gets the key charge on the out-of-bounds play as Ollivan is trying to take it out. He goes to the line. You figure a 70-some-odd% free throw shooter certainly is going to knock down one to tie the game. He misses them both. Brandon Thompson sneaks in on the left side, rebounds the basketball in one motion, puts it in off the glass. Galesburg wins the ball game 50-49, and boy, oh boy, just as thrilling a victory as it comes. And we were talking about just the difference in that one point and how this trip home and maybe the rest of the season could have been.
Well, this is sure going to make a big difference in the next couple of days' practices. I know that much for the team as they get ready to maybe play Tuesday or maybe not,
right,
depending on what the IHSA decides. But definitely got another conference game with Moline coming up on Friday next week. And so, yeah, this is one these kids will always remember. And I don't think they'll really remember the first three quarters and 6 minutes.
Yeah,
just everything happened in that final minute of play. And you know, like we said, looked like Ollivan had Douglas Noe going from goat to hero.
Oh, yeah.
But he hit that three with just over 2 seconds remaining. And, you know, as it turned out, the clock was at 1.1 after he hit that, but the Streaks tried to call timeout ahead. We thought they might put about 2.2 on there. As it turned out, we got 2.9. And Mike, as things turned out, that extra 7/10, you're right. You know, maybe Brandon Thompson doesn't get that shot off if there's that a little bit less time. But by the time it banked off and went through after the missed free throws, there were zeros on the clock, and there was no chance for Ollivan to stop the clock again at that point. And so it'll be interesting to see what Coach Reynolds says about their thoughts on. You know, we talked about the difference in formations when they got ready to inbound it the first time. Both teams had a whole different look, but then Ollivan comes out with a lot different situation.
Right.
The Streaks were prepared for that, and you know, to get that call. And I'll tell you what, I give that official credit down there because on the opponent's home court, I mean, he could have wilted and not made that call, which needed to be made, but he made it. The charge against the Pioneers. They gave the Silver Streaks that opportunity, and so what a finish. What a finish.
And that's one of those, I remember you practiced that one, and it's one of those things that it doesn't work that often because, you know, you can run the baseline, and you as the defender know that you don't want to chase that guy on the baseline. Well, they took the bait, and it worked. And Galesburg comes away. That helped lead to the victory. Post-game interview with head coach Mike Reynolds. The winner tonight, 50-49, brought to you by Cole Diamond Gallery, Forever Starts Here.
All right. Well, we'll get a set of headphones for Coach tonight and
moving to the big time.
There we go. Yeah, there you go. Well, you deserve to after that one. What a difference in the perspective 1 point can make at the end of the game, huh?
Well, I mean, possession by possession. You got to be able to make baskets and play the game possession by possession. And boy, I'll give their coaching staff a lot of credit. They've made this team better, and they've got them on the cusp of winning. I'm glad. You know, they probably wish they had another Big Six game next week. I'm thinking, goodness, they're not in our regional, you know, because they, you know, I hope they can put this by. And I told, you know, their coach, and then I told Keelan when they walked off the floor that, you know, as a Western Big Six team, you know, we're going to be cheering for them. And you know, we hope that they can go beat Mercer County and then play against Monmouth. And even though Monmouth's pretty close, you know, I think we still got to cheer for all of them. Hard for an Oregon guy to say that, but I think in this way, we'll cheer for all of them.
Well, you know, as I was telling Mike, these kids, you know, in the years ahead, they'll probably forget the first three quarters and 6 minutes of this game. There was so much happened in that final minute, and let's kind of set the stage. We'll go back to the rest of the game in a minute, but first and foremost on our mind is Victor hitting one free throw, missing the second,
yeah.
Pioneers coming back, getting the big three-pointer from Noe, and at that point, things didn't look good They're 1.1 on the clock, but we thought the officials did several things nice down the stretch. Obviously, they realized they had to put a little more time. Were you lobbying for any?
I thought it was 1.3.
Okay.
You know, the referees are smart than me because they put 2.9. I guess if you know, we needed every 9/10 of that, and it was nice to see our guys get that in.
Okay, then we're down a point, have the ball out of bounds. We take, we come out. They're showing really a situation with not much pressure. We take a look at it, and then we come back out. Looks like they changed it a little bit, put Carruthers up here around half court, put some pressure on the ball, and we get the great job by Chad Thompson to get that charge. Is that something that you had mentioned in the huddle was something that's a possibility?
Well, we devised that play, you know, and I told the referees, now he's going to run him over, make sure you call it. And, you know, sometimes they don't call it, but he really drilled him pretty hard.
He was able to
take that charge, and it was nice to see that you know, we got that call. And unfortunately, he missed the free throws. But, you know, he's a winner. He's a kid that gets better, and he feels bad about missing those free throws. But, you know, that's what teams do. You know, Victor and BT picked him up, and it was nice to see that happen.
Yeah, we were impressed that the official made the call that needed to be made on Alleman's home court in that situation. That's not an easy one to whistle up, but it was obviously the right call, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I know they weren't very happy about it, but, you know, when I saw their setup and they called it, we were out of timeout. They called the timeout, and you know, it was something that works, you know, 1 out of 100 times. I know when I was at Bismarck, Danville tried at the end of a regional and just got blitzed on it, and they didn't call it, and they lost the game, and I think their coach might have had a heart attack, but, you know, my heart attack came with Chad missed that second one, and it got into BT's hands, and it was nice to see us, you know, just make enough plays to win, and you know, we're getting to that time of year where just enough plays to win makes you really happy.
Yeah, and I don't think BT's so excited. He didn't take a shower. He had his coat on, the gym bag. He's over there right now, still all smiles, because he offensively, it wasn't a real good game for him, but when you hit that one, I guess you forget all the other things.
Yeah, you know, we got to get better, and that's the one thing they said in the locker room, and then BT was the culprit. We got to get better. You know, we've got to continue to get better, and you know, we got next week coming, and we're gonna fight like heck next week, and then we've got you know, Dixon next week who all of them beat on their home floor too. So you know, we gotta certainly be ready to go. You know, there's nothing in the bag, and I know we got a couple games hopefully next week, and certainly next Friday is one that we circled on our calendar, and I'm sure Moline has too.
Let's talk about a couple of the other players. Dalton Davis is going to sleep well tonight because he was just undersized all night trying to either handle Prince or Carruthers inside. And it seemed like whoever he was guarding, they were going to go right at him. And time again, you know, he was fighting them out there. You know, he's undersized. There's not much else he can do.
Right. Dalton Davis, you know, wasn't one of the better offensive games. But, you know, the one thing we stuck him out there last year for, and I think, you know, people watched some of the games where he turned it over, missed shots, and they probably thought I was crazy. This is why we stuck him out there, because he's a winner. And, you know, no matter what happens in the game, and he threw the ball away in half, I think I would never have been so mad at him in my life. You know, it's time he turns the corner sometimes, but goodness gracious, you know, he came up with some plays at the end, and I know Prince wasn't very comfortable with Dalton guarding him.
Yeah, well, and early in the game, first quarter, their zone was keeping the ball out of Victor Davis's hands, but in that second and third quarters, things loosened up inside a little bit. You were able to get it to him, and he dominated, I thought, the middle part of this ball game.
Yeah, well, he's got that ability. You know, he's got that ability. You know, we're very happy with his defense in the first half, and it was nice to see him make some plays down the stretch, and he made the biggest one of the game where he tipped it out, and the key of the game is we won the last three 50-50 balls, and that's what winning teams do, and hopefully we're maturing into a winning team.
And I think that's you bring up a good point as we finish this off. You had such a team effort just in the last few seconds here. You got the charge drawn by Chad. You got Victor, as you said, won't get any credit for it, but he kept that ball alive so that Brandon could come in and be the hero, right?
Yeah, I'm sure the two newspaper guys will give Victor an assist on that little tip there, you know. So I'm sure it'd be an assist in my book, you know, and I'm not very liberal with that, but he's getting it on that one.
Nice to see you so excited, Coach, and the team as well. You sneak out all of it with a 1-point win, and it feels pretty good.
Yeah, you know, hey, better than overtime like last year. So we're getting a little better as we come here. And you know, the Don Moore's magic, as Coach Taylor says, was alive and rocking here tonight. And it was nice for us to bring a little Galesburg magic with us, too.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Again, that's Mike Reynolds, head coach of the Silver Streaks, after they win this thing by one slim point, 50-49, on a shot at the buzzer, a bank shot after a missed free throw by Chad Thompson, the bank in from Brandon Thompson. And the Streaks come away with the W.
Unbelievable. The post-game show brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnet, Shire, and Bussey, getting you
back in the game. We'll tally some numbers together and come back with those in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. They beat Alleman 50-49 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts' Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
WGIL congratulates Denise Happenstall of Galesburg, who won $20, and Marlene Johnston of Knoxville, who won $75, by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Block it all ends up in good luck. A charge and an out-of-bounds play, missing some free throws, tipping in the shot of the buzzer. Brandon Thompson, the hero tonight, as Galesburg escaped, literally. They escaped last year with an overtime win at this place, and they escaped this year with a win, right at the buzzer. 50-49, certainly not. They're not even close to one of their better games of the season, but a win is a win. You can play as great as you want. You lose the game, it's a loss. You can play not so good, still get a win, and that's awesome. 18-10 now, 3-6 to the Western Big Six. Moline next Friday to wrap up league play, and then we'll see. Monday we should know more from the IHSA whether Galesburg will be playing Tuesday against Peoria Notre Dame. Let's take a look at the postgame final stats brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto, Life, and Home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll tell you what it is. I'm sitting here trying to decide what the day's auto body crunch time. You know, it's just so many choices. What?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
All right. Like, that'll be a hard decision.
Exactly.
Okay. Here's the final numbers. I'm getting old. Let me get my readers on here so I can tell what they are. All right. Now they show up. Alleman shoots 51% on the night. They
oh
were
my.
19 of 37, including 7 of 9 in that fourth quarter. Silver Streaks 44%, 19 out of 43. Galesburg the advantage on the boards to the tune of 31-20. Victor Davis probably with well over half of those boards. And the turnovers ended up being 11-10. And that final Alleman turnover, the big one on the charge with 2.9 seconds left, and able to get Chad Thompson to the free throw line. And so stats really kind of pale, as you said,
yeah,
Mike, when you look at that final score, and that's all that counts.
And it was Victor with a big night. He led everyone with 19 points, had 13 rebounds, 11 points, and Chad Thompson, again, he did some amazing things, really, in the second half. Obviously, getting the charge down, he knocked down three threes in the second half as well. He winds up with 11 points. He likes to play against Alleman. It's every game he's played the last couple of seasons against Alleman. He's been in double figures at 14 in the last meeting, and last year at this place, he had a heck of a game. 9 points for Dalton Davis. Did some fantastic things down the stretch as well. 7 points for Brandon Thompson. Certainly none bigger than his one field goal in the fourth quarter that won the game for the Streaks. 2 for Ryan McElmurray, and 2 for Trevaine Carson off the bench. As Galesburg knocks down 5 three-point buckets in the game, and free throw shooting a woeful 7 of 15 overall. They missed 6. Fourth quarter free throws, yet still miraculously won the game. Alleman's Matt Carruthers, a big ball game for him, 18 points. He was the only pioneer in double figures, as 8 points for Steven Traker had a nice game. 6 points for Keelan Prince, 10 below his season average. 6 for Tyler Yoakum, about 4 under his season average. 9 points for Doug Noe, 5 of those in the fourth quarter, the 3 ball that gave Alleman the lead that seemed like that was going to be the difference, the killer in the game. After he hit the 3 from the top of the key, he winds up with 9.
2 points for Pat Moore way back 2 days ago in the first quarter. And Solomon hits 4 3-point buckets in the game. They shoot 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And, yeah, no brainer on the day's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game. Clearly, yeah. Brandon Thompson.
Well, and you know, the thing is that the way the prior to that, you know, I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking charge. I mean, we have the basketball, but the way the play happened down there with Chad, it wasn't really a turnover because we had possession of the ball, but Chad was able to position himself to where the kid just ran over him to away from the ball to where it seemed like it was a charge, but actually it was our possession. So just to clear that up. But, yeah, the crunch time player, the player of the game with a second left on the clock to kiss it off the backboard and give yourself a victory. There's no question. You don't have to think too long and hard about that. So BT Brandon Thompson gets the nod with the assist, as Coach Remmer
took
to point out from Victor Davis. And I guess if you want to say Chad Thompson for missing the free throw gets another assist, although that's not what you want.
They'll need to work on those free throws. 7 out of 15. Don't bring that in the Moline game next Friday. Galesburg beats Solomon again, 50-49, the final score. A final word from Don Morris Jim coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
I'm Will Stevenson. Get results and information from the 2010 Winter Olympics now underway in Vancouver by clicking on the Olympics icon on our homepage, WGIL.com.
Final word from Don Morris Gymnasium in Galesburg in dramatic fashion beats Rock Island Alum at 50-49. A putback off a missed free throw. Chad Thompson missed both free throws. The second miss. The rebound by Brandon Thompson on the left side. He puts in the winning hoop, 50-49. He winds up with 7 points, named the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Galesburg gets its 18th victory of the season, 18-10 overall, and Alleman falls to 5-19 as the victory was just ripped right out of their hands. And, boy, that's a tough one to come back from, but there's still much more basketball to be played. Galesburg will wrap up Western Big Six play at home a week from tonight against Moline, and you know the Maroons are looking forward to that matchup. Mike Reynolds said they've circled it. Certainly Galesburg circled it. They'd like to start a nice winning streak against the Maroons. The Maroons coming back after Galesburg beat them pretty bad at Wharton Fieldhouse the last time out. And that'll be our next broadcast for boys basketball as we'll kick it off from Thiele Gymnasium a little bit after 7 o'clock that night, 7:06. And again, up in the air about Tuesday, and we'll find out more about that, no doubt about that, in the very near future. Also invite you to tune in to Sports Saturday tomorrow morning shortly after 8 o'clock. If you did not hear the Tiger Woods speech today, we have it, and we'll certainly play some of that. We'll also preview the Illinois-Purdue game, a very big game for Illinois, especially coming off the loss, the really one-sided, lopsided loss to Ohio State. And with the help of the Illinois Radio Network, they talked to Jeremy Richmond, one of the key recruits for the U of I. So we'll throw that in there. I had a chance to visit with Bushnell Prairie City Avon girls basketball coach Julie Blount, a regional championship, the first in the co-op of Bushnell Prairie City and Avon. So about a five-minute word with her, talking about her season and some outstanding talent they have coming back next year. So a little bit of everything on tomorrow's program. Hope you'll tune in for that. Again, after the 8 o'clock news and weather, about 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, we'll get that started. And obviously, we'll lead it all off with a recap from tonight's action. Outstanding, thrilling, all the drama that you could possibly want in a basketball game as it ended with a 50-49 Galesburg victory. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Thanks for hanging with us throughout the evening and getting that final
positive end to a basketball game. It's as thrilling as they come, and appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to Chance for all his work back at the station. He's been running around busy tonight, did a great job as always. And for Jim, I'm Mike Perry. Jim is quiet. It's time for us to get out. They're saying go away, so we will. Good night from the Quad Cities.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.